Hey, this is Drive, a recurring segment on the Nights and Weekends podcast.
Hey guys, it's Craig. Just wanted to record a quick Drive Time episode. I wanted to update y'all. I just got my first trial customer for Podcast Motor for the concierge service. It's a podcast that everyone that listens to this show, I'm sure, listens to as well. So I'm super excited to get the chance to show these guys what service and what my skills in podcast editing are all about. I'm just really excited that even with some of the self-doubt and bumps and lack of traction I'd gotten originally with my outbound emailing and marketing efforts, that it's starting to pay off a little bit. As I'm driving home and it's 7:30 at night, I just got another email from an equally big name in our kind of startup entrepreneur bootstrap space with some questions about the service and wanting to explore doing a trial as well. So two potentially really big customers all in the same day, all in a day where, you know, my day job was just kind of hell on wheels, so really couldn't have come at a better time. I think we talked about the dip a little bit that Seth Godin describes in some of his books. Ken and I talked about it a little bit on one of the last episodes, and probably aren't really far enough into the business to experience the real dip, but, you know, it has been a couple of solid weeks of some pretty good marketing efforts. But, you know, just as I was really starting to question whether they were all in vain, it was nice to get some traction here today. So I guess it's a little bit of inspiration, hopefully, to everybody out there who's just starting something up, isn't getting immediate traction with their initial efforts. You know, keep at it. Try something a little bit different. Try a different tactic. I spent a ton of time yesterday reaching out to different people in the space and got a lot of, yeah, that's nice, but responses, and that's fine, right? So not everyone is going to love your stuff. Not everyone certainly is going to love a $500 a month podcast editing service, but some people really will. So, you know, for me, I know that not everyone is going to love what I'm selling, and that's fine. I have to kind of know that my audience is going to be someone who values their time highly, does the podcast as part of their bootstrap business, and so that's just kind of a lesson to me that I probably should only target those kind of people and shouldn't mess with some of these other groups in the podcasting space. So it's really exciting. I'm super stoked to be able to share this with you guys and with Ken and with my wife, my family and stuff, that, you know, my idea is validated, at least somewhat, that two really big names in the bootstrapping space are interested in the service. And so just wanted to share that with you guys. It's really cool for me. I'm super excited and hope to be able to get both these guys onto a trial. And hopefully if they like the service and it works out for all of us, we can convert them over to regular customers here pretty soon. So I'll keep you updated on how things are going. And until next time, y'all keep at it.
Okay, there it was. Please head over to nightsandweekendspodcast.com and let us know what you think. Or if you're in a hurry, send us 140 characters on Twitter at Weekends Podcast. Thanks a lot. You hear this?